Today is January 29th in front of the state capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. And there were two scheduled press conferences outside the state capitol and in front of the plaza here. And the group that represents Huckabee's have a press conference. And another scheduled press conference is Representative Kyrsten Sinema. However, at the last minute, the governor is having a press conference in support of Obama for president and for Obama's visit to here, Phoenix, tomorrow.
Thank you for all the coming here to this wonderful event. We're here for a joint effort to show some unity behind our candidate, Senator Barack Obama, for president. I have the distinguished honor of introducing our wonderful governor, Donald Trump, who has now publicly endorsed Senator Barack Obama, as well as all the other dignitaries and elected officials standing behind me. And what support is that we're a broad section from across the state, from Pima County, Flagstaff, Southern Arizona. So with that, and Window Rock,
standing in the world and are in the business other countries have of us, that those needs are not being met by Washington, D.C. So he's been there long enough to know it's broken, but not long enough to be part of the problem. He's part of the solution. And third, he really speaks uniquely, I think, to a new generation. A new generation in this respect. Most of us were not around when President Kennedy was campaigning, or indeed Bobby Kennedy. But he is the person to whom you hear Barack compared to the most. His ability to reach out and say, this is about, not about me or you individually, it's about what we do together to pull out the best in all of us. There's an excitement to that, and that feeling and a sense of change here. We all know there needs to be change. We're changing the level. Part of what we want to change to is a country and a policy that is more inclusive, not less inclusive. And that is focused on solving our problems, not just the afterwards. And that is why Barack Obama is so needed in our country, and why all of us from all over this state are standing behind him in his quest for the presidency of the United States, the world. I am looking forward to his rally here tomorrow, before the next day. What is great is the number of people coming out to campaign. Literally thousands of people going across Arizona in their own time, at night on the weekend, calling, visiting, many door knockers, all the rest. We got an election going on. Yeah, great to see. And me, Arizona, up next Tuesday night, 5th. Arizona needs to be, and it will be, in the Barack Obama call. Thank you very much. Congress, I can't do it. They're going to try last spring and fail. And the new president, the next Congress, they're going to have to do it. combination of things, that law enforcement, not like with a surge mentality like we're going to do it yet for an election year, but continues over time. We understand and have spoken to the need that the enforce law against employers who specifically and intentionally avoid immigration law because it's driven in large part by demand for illegal labor. And we understand how the failure to enforce the employer side of this as it might be problem. But he also understands that we need to increase the number of visas and the like allowed in our country because more people we have more work, more people we will over time, that we need to be able to come to lawfully across the permit to the country to support who they are, what they are, where they're living.
I hear you talk a lot about his style and his approach, his newness and freshness. I don't hear a lot of differences or see a lot of differences between him and Senator Clinton on this issue. For you, is this more of an issue of style than substance?
Well, I don't know that I would put it that way, but let me tell you, they are very close on a number of policy issues. There are differences. Their healthcare policies have to report differences. But when you're elected president of the United States, most people are not going to go paragraph by paragraph on all the policy statements and the like in deciding who they're going to vote for. What they're voting for is someone they feel they can trust, that has the intellect, and integrity, and character to live. They're very, very good country. And some of that is almost an enchantment. There are lots of people who like lots of smart policy, but the ability to lead on top of that is a unique quality. His strength in that regard is unique among the unique. His ability to go into a hall and get people of all different persuasions, geography, race, gender, you name it, really thinking about the bigger whole as opposed to the individual. I have not seen the like of it in my time running for elected office. And to me, that's why one of the reasons why I said, you know what, I'm going to get off the bridge or something. Thank you all very much.
Press conference by the governor. There's a group of Mike Huckabee supporters in the background, and now they're. Press conference, so they're having one now.
Hey, everybody, want to start our rally? I apologize that the press ignored us as much as they could. They warned me that if Mike Huckabee wasn't in the state, they weren't going to cover the campaign, but obviously Barack Obama's not in the state today, and they had a different standard over there. My name is State Senator Jack Harper, and it's my pleasure to serve as the Arizona chairman of the Huckabee for President Committee. Mike Huckabee enjoys an impressive list of endorsements, which include action hero Chuck Norris, Jerry Falwell Jr., and many state legislators across early primary states. We're here today to support a man that is a conservative Republican a former Baptist minister, the former head of the Arkansas Baptist Convention, and a member of the National Rifle Association.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee is as articulate as was Ronald Reagan, and stirs the emotions and patriotism of the masses. Mike Huckabee was first elected lieutenant governor in 1993 in a special election, and was elected to a full four-year term in 1994. He was only the fourth Arkansas Republican to be elected to statewide office since Reconstruction. He has won every Arkansas election in the wake of the Clinton political machine. From 1996 to 2007, Huckabee served as the 44th governor of Arkansas. Mike Huckabee is the past chairman of the National Governors Association. When he left state office on January 9, 2007, he set out on a nationwide tour to promote his fifth book, From Hope to Higher Ground, 12 Stops to Restoring America's Greatness. The book reveals his optimistic vision for what America can become with the right kind of leadership and a clear direction. Huckabee has been an inspiration to others with his valiant effort to improve his own health. Diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2003, he lost 110 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely 2 years later, he had completed four marathons, and the Roadrunners Club of America named him its Southern Region Runner of the Year.
Yeah.
Huckabee, 51, enjoys playing bass guitar in his rock and roll band, Capitol Offense, which has played for two presidential inaugural balls. We're hoping they'll be there for a third. Mike Huckabee is the only viable candidate that has a plan to secure the border and has a consistent record on the sanctity of life and Second Amendment. The Secure America Plan is a 9-point strategy for immigration enforcement and border security. Number one, build the fence.
Yeah,
number two, increase border patrol.
Yeah, yeah.
Three, prevent amnesty.
Yeah.
Four, enforce the law on employers.
Yeah, yeah.
Five, establish an economic border. The fair tax is an extra layer of security which provides an economic disincentive to come here illegally. Six, empower local authorities. Seven, ensure document security. Let's reject Mexico's matricular consular card, which acts as an identification card for illegal aliens. Eight, discourage dual citizenship. Let's have some penalties in law for those that are voting illegally in two different states. Nine, modernize the process of legal immigration. Let's eliminate the visa lottery system. On taxes and economy, Mike Huckabee supports the fair tax.
Yeah!
And as governor of Arkansas, Huckabee cut taxes and fees almost 100 times. He left a surplus of nearly $850 million when he left state office. Mike Huckabee believes in free trade, but it has to be fair trade.
Yeah, yeah.
On national security, Huckabee has the executive and crisis management experience, the judgment, and temperament to be an effective commander-in-chief. Huckabee believes the top priority of commander as president and commander-in-chief is first and foremost protecting our own citizens, and he will expand the Army and the defense budget. On the sanctity of life, Mike Huckabee has always supported passage of a constitutional amendment to protect the right to life.
Yeah.
He believes that Roe versus Wade should be overturned.
Right. Yeah.
He first became politically active because of abortion when he helped pass Arkansas's Unborn Child Amendment, which requires the state to do whatever it can to legally protect life. He is opposed to research on embryonic stem cells. No candidate has a stronger record on the sanctity of life than Mike Huckabee. On the Second Amendment rights,
Mike Huckabee affirms that the Second Amendment is primarily about self-defense from tyranny. The Founding Fathers wanted us to be able to defend ourselves from our own government, if need be, and from all threats to our lives and property. Second Amendment rights belong to individuals, not cities or states.
Right.
As governor, Huckabee protected gun manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits, and he was the first governor in the country to have a concealed handgun license. In conclusion, Mike Huckabee is an authentic conservative. He has always held deep beliefs in faith, family, and freedom. He is articulate and reminds us what this great country can be once again. Mike Huckabee's faith defines him. He didn't just wake up one day, decide to run for president, and change his views to those of the likely Republican voters. With God as his witness, he has always stood for the Judeo-Christian values that this country was founded upon.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the grace of God, Mike Huckabee will be the next president of the United States of America. I'd like to invite Shane Wickfors. Shane, are you here? Shane Wickfors to the podium. Shane is the former executive director of the Arizona Right to Life, and he is our faith and values coordinator for the campaign.
Thank you, Senator Harper. And I'll stay off the pedestal for the meantime. First of all, thank you so much for coming out here today and taking time off of work to be here as part of this rally to support Governor Mike Huckabee in his quest for the presidency. We certainly appreciate you being here and showing your support. But most importantly, the campaign needs to continue, and that's why you're here and why we need your help to get the word out. We have a primary here, a presidential preference election on February 5th, and it's extremely important that we get the word out about Governor Mike Huckabee and how he stands on all these issues, fiscal and social issues, so that we can do very well in the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
We also need to send a message to those who have not consistently been with us that we want them to come back to us, even if things don't work out the way we want, but we know that things will work out the way we want them. So please contact the campaign. You're welcome to contact us at any time. We need to get support in a very visible way, and that's why we're here today, not only for the rally, but to also build the Faith and Values Coalition. And that's why we need your name. So what we'd like you to do is, if you're a pastor or a member of an organization that is supportive of Mike Huckabee, we need to have your name and we need to have your signature here so that we can tell everybody else that Mike Huckabee's campaign is in full swing here in Arizona. So please leave your name. If you have a business card, leave that. I think we have a sign-up sheet floating around here somewhere. Do that. And let's work very hard leading into February 5th and then thereafter to continue this campaign for Mike Huckabee so that we'll let America know that we're going to stand solid, we're going to be consistent in our positions on fiscal and social issues, and that we're going to once again make America the great land that it really is with God's blessings. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shane. You folks all have an opportunity to speak and say what you love about Mike Huckabee if you'd like. Curtis Greenberg is a gentleman who would like to speak. I believe he's a teacher. Yes. Please come out, Curtis.
Hello, I'm Curtis Greenberg, and I have worked in the church music and music education field for 25 years. I was honored to be asked to say a few words on behalf of the governor and his education plank of his campaign. I have been interested in politics and music from the time I was in high school. There were two teachers who were significant in my life in developing my passion for both of these areas. I pursued a career in one area, but I could never understand why politics continued to be such a strong passion, despite my focus on a seemingly unrelated area of music. The state of education, starting my junior year in college when the A Nation at Risk report came out in 1983, has become a political football on all sides of the political spectrum. We have heard on one side that if we just give everyone and everything more money, the problem would solve itself. We have heard from the other side that accountability is supreme and educational alternatives be reinforced through vouchers and the like. This year, as in all other election years, we have been treated with the same arguments on candidates' websites of what I had just described. I never thought in my lifetime I would have a candidate ever understand completely the deplorable state of education and what I believe to be two of the main causes that have been significant contributing factors. One of the factors was a willful effort of making matters of faith irrelevant in the realm of public education.
Right.
And at the same time, making matters of thought and intellect, if not irrelevant, at least too secondary in some private school movements. The other factor has been an evisceration of the arts in education. At the altar of more, quote, more academics means more and better test scores, unquote. When the funding gets cut to the schools, the first thing to usually go is the arts. I have seen this grow to the point that except for pockets of exceptionally fine arts programs, there is a poor record in performance, attendance, and variety of choice at schools across the nation. I would like to share with you a real-life example that illustrates this idea of music and other areas going hand in hand. I completed last June a 2-year missionary commitment to teach in a missionary school in Europe. There were missionary kids from all over the world, including a large Korean contingency making up about 12% of the student body. There were no wide swings of socioeconomic enrollment because they were all missionary kids. The Korean students cleaned up on academic awards in significant numbers. Was it because of a total focus on, quote, academics at the expense of arts participation? These same excelling students were also the same students who excelled in the string and piano department and were the best musicians in the school. I never thought I would see the day when a candidate would agree to what I believe until I went on Mike Huckabee's website and read this statement. Music and the arts are not extraneous, extracurricular, or expendable. I believe they are essential. I want to provide every child these weapons of mass instruction.
Yeah.
My jaw about hit the floor. It is easy for a candidate to espouse all sorts of praise and need of funding for the arts. But when the going gets tough and, quote, choices have to be made, unquote, what usually happens? Funding is shifted to other things and the finger pointing starts. Well, if the voters would have approved the bond, we could have done something. Or, you don't really think we should give up this after-school program that meets the needs of the children before your little choir program, do you? I have known for years the research and benefit of music education in the schools and have never had a candidate articulate it to the degree that Governor Huckabee has on his website. He has a tremendous amount of experience in this area and I'm sure has seen every problem cross his desk with many hard choices to make. Because he is a man of faith and I see no particular political advantage in his, quote, unorthodox, unquote, education plank, I am encouraged to not cynically disregard what he says as political pandering, but to trust that what he means to do, he will do.
Yep.
The public school system is sick beyond what can be done through normal reform channels. It needs transformation from the inside out, creatively thinking out of the box, and rebuilt from the ground up. It took a long time for it to get where it is today. And it will take longer to fix. I believe the biggest obstacle in educational reform is fear. Fear of litigation and fear of change. Fear of job loss and fear of educational failure. Governor Huckabee is willing to see the problem with an intellectual understanding of the problem and a pastoral heart to meet the human realities of each situation. He has contributed much good to the educational discussion, and I hope to see some of these things implemented in the future. Thank you for your kind attention, and God bless you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you, Curtis. We have a person that is running for Congress and is a pastor, Joe Sweeney. We'd like to come up and say a few words of Sweeney. We'd like to come up and say a few words about my kind of, sorry, Gene Chewing. Sorry, Gene.
All right. Praise the Lord. Now, my name's Gene Chewing. I'm running for United States Congress. Running for Congress, I didn't want to endorse any president, but I like Mike. You know that? I like Mike. I like what he stands for. I'm a pastor of a Pentecostal church in Tucson. I'm running for United States Congress in Congressional District 7. That runs from here to Nogales to Yuma to Parker. And I'm running against Raul Grijalva, who does not stand. He does not stand for anything that Mike does. So we've got to stand up against those that want to abort and kill innocent life that has not yet been born. I was with Shane on the, wherever he is, on the Right to Life, Arizona Right to Life Board. I was a member of the Arizona Board, and I've been a member of the Tucson Board. And I like Mike. God bless you all.
Thank you, Gene. Is there someone else that would like to give their testament to why they like Mike Huckabee? Well, I certainly appreciate you all coming out. If you have an opportunity to approach more pastors, some of them are still here, that would be a great thing to do. I have a closing speech that was going to announce how many pastors had endorsed Mike Huckabee. Apparently someone put the word out to avoid us on that, so. Okay. Well, good afternoon. Again, I'm State Senator Jack Harper, the Arizona Chairman of the Huckabee for President Committee. We've been enjoying an exciting day of fellowship with pastors of Arizona churches. I'm honored that all of you have given your time here today to support Mike Huckabee for President. Today we did confirm that a couple pastors endorsed Mike Huckabee. The campaign is not just about, this campaign is not just about winning Arizona for Mike Huckabee. It's not just about February 5th. This campaign and all of us are called for a purpose to further the values that we believe in. I have a signature slogan that I live by. It goes, "There is no personal sacrifice that is too great to stand for your beliefs." Your treasures are being stored in heaven for your sacrifices here on earth. As Mike Huckabee wins the southern states on February 5th, he will still be in the top two positions in delegates. We will continue to augment the Huckabee campaign by making calls into other states and donating our resources. After Mike Huckabee is the Republican nominee, we will look back and remember that we believed when the pundits criticized. When Mike Huckabee is running for election on November 4th, we will propel our Republican team to victory. So what is to come of our group of inspired volunteers? What will we change next for the values that we cherish? I know the values I believe in do not end with electing Mike Huckabee as the next president of the United States. When I finish my time in the state Senate, And I can do no more for the values I believe in on this level. I will run for a statewide race in 2010. And we will further the agenda of the majority of the citizens. You may know that I support Mike Huckabee because he has always had a consistent record in the sanctity of life. You may know that I have also defended the sanctity of life. Mike Huckabee has always had a consistent record in supporting the Second Amendment. You may know that I propose legislation often that affirms our Second Amendment rights. Mike Huckabee believes that our borders must be secure. You may know that in 2003, I was the first legislator in the country to propose legislation to deploy the National Guard to the Arizona-Mexico border.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are the things that I believe in and the reasons that I support Mike Huckabee today. I want you to remember one thing today. In all that you do for Mike Huckabee, remember this. There is no personal sacrifice that's too great to stand for your beliefs. Thank you all for being here today, and let's continue to support Mike Huckabee until he is our nominee.
This reports from the state capital of Phoenix, Arizona, the battle of the press conferences, and it wasn't really planned in advance.